My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
There's a snap. There's a kick. It is up. It is no good. No one missed. 4 seconds left. The Giants have won Super Bowl 25 by the score of 20-19.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
10:44, Mark Malusis with you, in for BT and Sal. Number to call, 888-808-1019. Giants reaction to episode 3 last night, Hard Knocks, off season. That's the theme early. Get into some other things over the course of the program. Belmore we go, Lucas the Fan. What's going on, Lucas?
Moose! Such a big fan, man. Good to hear you back on The Fan.
Thanks a lot, Lucas. Appreciate it, brother. What's on your mind?
Couple things. I didn't even watch the Hard Knocks thing, but just with the Daniel Jones, I'm just curious of your opinion. He gets hurt every year. When he gets hurt this year, which is inevitable, who do you think is going to back him up?
Yeah, Drew Locke.
You think Drew Locke, not DeVito?
No, I don't.
Another thing with the Mara thing, how Mara seems to be obsessed with Daniel Jones because he thinks he's so much like Eli. I just don't see it. I've never been a Daniel Jones fan. They shouldn't let him go, even after the playoff game. They should have let him go, I think, and went a different direction.
Yeah, I listen, it's hard when you look at a quarterback that wins, that proves them, and you're going to lean on Shane and Daboll as talent evaluators, right? Because that's why they got their job. And they looked at Daniel Jones as being workable. And there's different levels of quarterbacks in the National Football League. So they looked at Daniel Jones and said, yeah, we can work with him. We can win with him. There's a pathway here to victory. Now, is there, you know, is it, you know, when Aaron Rodgers in his prime, is it Patrick Mahomes? No, it's not to that level. He's not that caliber of quarterback. But the question you have to ask yourself is, can you win with Daniel Jones? And they felt after their first year of experience with Jones that they could. Now, he's been hurt a lot. And you can get out from underneath this contract in 2 years. And this is year number two. And he's coming off a torn ACL. And Jones has responded to pressure before in the past. And now the question comes down to, is he going to respond this year to that kind of pressure? Because this is a season that Daniel Jones, it's put up or shut up time. And that's really it. I mean, when, you know, you get the tease to next week's video about the Giants potentially, you know, moving up to go get a quarterback and, you know, get the, you know, about Jaden Daniels. Here's the issue. The Giants, by their actions, I often say it time and time again, actions speak louder than words, right? It often does. You could say something, it's a matter of what you go out there and do. you could pacify people with your words, but what exactly are your actions in order to back that up? Well, the Giants' actions were, as we all saw, as it was reported on, the Giants scouted, looked at each and every one of these quarterbacks, whether it be Caleb Williams, they were out at USC, whether it be Jane Daniels, whether it be Caleb, whether it be Drake May, whether it be J.J. McCarthy, you know, Michael Penix. I mean, the Giants did their homework on each and every one of these quarterbacks because you know why? You're sitting there with the sixth overall selection. It's a heavy quarterback draft class. You have a quarterback that you can get out from underneath your his contract after this upcoming season, and you're sitting there with the sixth overall pick, something that you hope to never be having again, right? Because that means you had a lost season, you did nothing on the football field, and you were a disaster. So the Giants' interest in those quarterbacks, you could understand it. Right? Who wouldn't be interested in Caleb Williams? Who wouldn't be interested in Jane Daniels? Who wouldn't be interested in Drake May? Who wouldn't be interested in trying to bring in your guy? After all, it was not this brain trust that drafted Daniel Jones with the sixth overall selection coming out of Duke. However, you have to have the opportunity to get those players. The issue for the Giants here, and we'll learn a little bit more about it, is Chicago needed a quarterback. Fields was not the answer. They drafted Caleb Williams. Washington needed a quarterback. They drafted Jaden Daniels. The New England Patriots needed a quarterback. They drafted Drake May. And after all those three guys went down, and sometimes when you are looking at a quarterback and you need a quarterback and there's a quarterback that you believe in, regardless of what you offer, if you believe that quarterback is the answer to your organization long term, there is no price you're going to be able to pay within reason to get up to draft the guy you like. That's it. So I saw some reaction last night about, when the Giants are in their war room and you hear Shane go to Brian Daboll, oh, you interested? How about moving up to go get Jaden Daniels? That's fine. Yeah, absolutely. They obviously like Jaden Daniels a lot coming out of LSU athletically, right? He ends up getting drafted second overall by the Washington Commanders, of course, right? But if you're Adam Peters and you're the Washington Commanders and you need a quarterback, you bring Marcus Mariota to be your backup. You have a new offensive coordinator. You love the athleticism. Coming off a Heisman year, playing in the SEC at LSU, can make all the throws, can also run like a gazelle, can run like Lamar Jackson, and has got that kind of speed, can be multifaceted at the quarterback spot. Exactly what are the Giants going to offer Washington to go get Jaden Daniels? In the end, what were they going to be able to offer New England within reason to go get Drake May? It's easy to say, well, but it's their guy, right? It's a guy that they love. But the other teams need quarterbacks as well. Unfortunately for the Giants, there was not a team there that had a quarterback that got hurt, who was established, who was their franchise quarterback, who happened to have a down season, bad year, that was willing to move back outside the top three based on circumstances where the Giants could move up. Unfortunately for Big Blue, even after all their work and everything that they did and all the work and all the time that they spent on this quarterback draft class, they didn't have the opportunity to go up there and get their guy. And here's what you don't do. You don't compound the problem by drafting a quarterback because everybody's telling you you need a quarterback.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If you didn't believe in J.J. McCarthy, which obviously the Giants didn't, you don't draft him. You don't believe in Michael Penix. You don't draft him. That would be making the situation worse. So therefore, you draft what you believe is an elite playmaker and wide receiver, Malik Nabers, who the Giants believe is a baller, who played even 100%, not 100% at LSU, is a tough wideout, can go over the middle, physically gifted. There's nothing not to like about Malik Nabers, and you go to battle and you hope that Daniel Jones, with an improved offensive line, with the playmakers at the wide receiver spot, now with Devin Singletary running the football, that Daniel Jones can stay upright, healthy, be efficient, and you surround him with talent. Jones is the caliber of quarterback that you look at. He is what you want to see. If you wanted to look at Daniel Jones and say he stinks, well, there's enough there on the screen, on the video, in the results, to say that Daniel Jones can't consistently be a winner in the National Football League. If you believe that Daniel Jones has the skill set to play the quarterback position in the NFL, well, there's enough on tape to think that, yeah, I can get something out of him. And that's where the Giants are right now. I mean, that is where the Giants are right now. So they were interested, obviously. And for Jones, I would imagine you were going to use this as supreme motivation. It was a long offseason for you, not only rehabbing a torn ACL, which you suffered late in the NFL regular season last year, last November, but knowing the organization, and even though that, you know, you're signed for three more years, you can get out from underneath that contract after this upcoming season, knowing the organization that you're going to suit up, play, be the starting quarterback for, was looking for their long-term solution at the quarterback spot. If that doesn't motivate you as an athlete, if that doesn't motivate you in your job, I don't know what will. And just like year one, he's out there this year to go out there and prove everybody wrong. And we'll see if he does. And if you want to call me up and tell me that, you know, listen, Jones is not the long-term answer. Yeah, you have every right to believe that. If you want to call me up and say, well, Daniel Jones is going to have better offensive lines, going to have more playmakers. We might get, if he stays healthy, which is another layer to the Daniel Jones story, that we're going to get the best version of Daniel Jones this upcoming season. You might be right of that as well. Andy in Nutley, New Jersey. It's up next on the Fan. What's going on, Andy?
Hey, how's it going? Good morning.
Good morning, Andy.
So I want to talk about Hard Knocks. You know, sure. As a Giant fan, first of all, I love it. I love the ins, the outs, or the knowledge we learn. It's really interesting. So I'm glad they did it. I think it was a good thing for the team. Second thing, Mara, I agree with you. He is the owner. He deserves some input. He's not putting his foot down saying, I need this player. I want this player. He's saying, it would hurt if I don't have this player, and this would hurt us as a team. I think he's doing what the owner should do, being involved but not overstepping his boundary. The third part of Hard Knocks is the plan the Giants had. They showed you they were to get a quarterback. They need some options, including Luck, the running back, the options, including who they got. Offensive lineman, same thing. They gave you three options. They got two of them. They had a plan. They worked it out. They knew what they were doing, and they got the guys. That shows a lot about who you're involved right now. They're making the tough decisions, and they're pulling through and making those decisions in the end. So I think it's a good thing that we have the right team in there as far as, you know, in the office to get this thing done and hopefully bring winning back to the Giants.
Yeah, I mean, Andy, I wholeheartedly agree with everything you just said. I mean, there's not going to be a contrarian viewpoint. Just echo those sentiments. I think as a Giant kind of observer, if you're a Giant fan, you're going out to MetLife each and every week. You're spending your hard-earned money. You're investing your time. Even if you're just watching at home, whatever it might be, whatever level of fandom you have, it's the polar opposite of when Dave Gettleman was running this team.
True.
You know, but the results have got to be there. You got to win games. I mean, that's it. It's got to look a lot better year three than it did year two. It's not a matter of whether or not Joe Shane's job is on the line or Brian Daboll's job is on the line. That's not it. Year one, there was a thought, because you saw it and you watched it, that the Giants, as compared to Judge, where the preparedness was just mind-bogglingly bad, the Daboll was a breath of fresh air. The team was prepared. They were aggressive. They played together as a group. The results were there. They had some great victories. You found out exactly where they were when they got, you know, absolutely destroyed in that playoff game against the Philadelphia Eagles. But, you know, you had a good vibe about where this coaching staff was. Well, that went out the door, right? Then you knew about you found out about the issues with Daboll and Wink, and he's out as defensive coordinator. Bowen now in, coming over from Tennessee. So, and Wink is now the head defensive coordinator at the University of Michigan. But you look at it, it's got to start to look a lot like it did year one. I mean, it's got to look to where the Giants look ultra prepared, look like the game plan looks great, defensively and offensively, similar to what we saw year one, because I think people started to call into question this coaching staff a little bit, the way that it looked. I understand they went through injuries. I get the offensive line was bad. I know, you know, you have Jones, you have Taylor, and then you obviously have Tommy DeVito, Tommy Cutlets at quarterback. So a myriad of different things went wrong for the Giants last year. But also, I think the game planning and the preparedness at times was an issue. I think it's going to look a lot better this year. I do. I mean, everyone pushing in the right direction. And I think the offensive line, which has been, you know, a sieve, the offensive line outside of, you know, Andrew Thomas, has been a massive negative point to this team. I think the offensive line, with what the Giants did this past offseason, if you mean to tell me that you watch that and you're going to say, no, I'd rather emphasize safety and running back over defensive line or edge rusher and offensive line, well, you know, that's where we'll agree to disagree. 1057, Melusis with you, 888-808-1019. In for BT and Sal, come back. We got a Davante Adams update. We'll get into the latest with the Jets' pursuit of the star wide receiver for the Las Vegas Raiders. We'll do that next right here. Where else? The Fan in New York.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.